Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We'll be catching up with Peter O'Brien from Sedgenhoe very, very soon. But in the meantime, let's have a chat to the boss, the man in charge of the Magic Millions, and that is Barry Bowditch, who once again would have an unbelievably big smile on his face because day one was a sensational start. Day two got even better with $4 million plus lots and almost five being sold in a frenzied day of bidding, including the $1.8 million day two sale topper. Barry, congratulations on another brilliant day.
Yeah, good morning, Michael, and thank you. It was a fantastic day here yesterday, amazing vibe, and there was some fireworks throughout the day.
You tipped it yesterday. You said, I think it might be Sedgenhoe's day, and that's exactly how it panned out. So you obviously had earmarked the Kingman Florentina Colt, but did you think $1.8 million was the realm?
Yeah, I did. He's an extraordinary horse. He's a collector's item, being by one of the best sires in the world. We don't get many horses by Kingman down here, and he's a high-quality stallion that's sought after world over. So to have a horse that looked like he did, bred like he was, of a farm do a fantastic job. Peter and his team are world class at getting these yearlings to its sale, and it's one of the best farms to raise a horse on in all of Australia. They produce a lot of great horses, and then for him to have the pedigree he did, being, you know, you're related to Rudout's Choice and all these phenomenal horses, it all married up and it was just the perfect storm. And you know, Tom, I don't think Tom was going to go home without him.
Well, once again, Coolmore and Tom were the ones who had the deepest pockets. And not surprising when you... A lot of the listeners may not know Kingman, the sire, who's a very hot property over there. I think his stallion fee's just been raised or doubled to about £150,000 over in the UK. So for those here who aren't that au fait with him, what can you tell us about Kingman? And the ones that we have seen out here in Australia have already made an impact.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's touched the surface out here with horses that have been imported over here, but he was an outstanding two-year-old himself, a Group 1 winner, and then he's I don't know, he's in a very, very young career. Like, I don't think he went to stud till 2015. He's already up to some 30-something stakes winners from memory, and he's, you know, he's won Group 1 races the world over thus far, so he's just heading in the right direction. He's on a great trajectory, and he stands on a great farm, obviously, for the late Khalid Abdullah, his Judmont farm.
Fitting that he was the sale topper just a few hours after he passed away yesterday. As for the rest of the day, you had a $1.15 million Shalat Honestly Prevails Colton. James Harron, who was the runner-up in the bidder for the $1.8 million, actually took that home as well. So James Harron Bloodstock had a busy day yesterday as well.
He did. He was very active in the market. He's been underbidder on the two big colts thus far, and he took home obviously the Shalar colt at 1.15, and he bought a lovely capitalist just before that for 9.75. So he's in the market, he's got a desire to buy these colts, and you know, you can understand why. I'm here looking at the our graduates board in the ring auditorium right now, and you know, two of the eight horses right now up there are horses he bought in Capitalist and King's Legacy. So this is a happy hunting ground for him.
There's no doubt about that. Then there was another $2 million lots, and the other capitalist was just a shade under at $1 million. So were you anticipating you could have had almost $4 to $5 million lots yesterday?
Yeah, I said I had two at the start of the day, I would have taken it. But, you know, I'm the conservative, Michael, so, you know, I'd like to be wrong this way than the other way. So it's just... and even the depth underneath that, like horses between 500 to a million, there was just depth the whole way through that into the market. And to have a clearance rate of, what, 88% shows that, you know, it doesn't matter if you bring a horse in that's worth 30, 40, 60, 70 grand all the way through, there's an insatiable thirst here for people to bid on these horses and take them home. And I guess that, as I've said to you all week, the quality of stock here is outstanding, and I'm just thrilled that the buyers are seeing it the same way we are.
And once again, those leading sires at the top of the stats tree are just incredible. I'm Invincible's had 21 sold and he's averaging 533,000. Not a single doubt. Half a million with five sold. Schnitzel, half a million, 486,000 for Schnitzel. Then you've got Redoute's Choice and Fastnet Rock. So it's the old firm that are once again the backbone of these incredible figures.
Exactly, the proven horses that are throwing, you know, speed horses that are likely to get you a two-year-old that can train on are doing a great job in the sales ring. And, you know, off the service fees, these are great investments for their breeders. And I'm thrilled. Like, they've been, these guys were bred in a drought and worked through floods and then had to deal with the obstacles put in place over the last 3 or 4 weeks to ensure they were able to be here and to get them here. And these vendors have been very well rewarded is hugely like satisfying for our team.
All right, yeah, crystal ball was spot on yesterday. What's going to be the star of day three?
I think today we've got one of the best fillies we've ever offered in an auction, which is what, 500, the full sister to Loving Gabby, being sold by Kiora Studs. She's a gorgeous filly. She's a full sister to a champion. Obviously, being by I'm Invincible, I'm in love with her. So I'm hoping that she can reach a big price and go through the seven figures for sure and be our highest price filly for the sale.
What's the highest price filly at the moment?
That's a good question. I think it's $975 for the Benaria filly on the day one at the moment. Yep.
Well, it is going to be another exciting day. Barry, you're two down, and it's the longest Magic Million sale we've had, but I bet you're floating on air. Good luck today, day three.
No, it's an easy job at the moment, but we're not even halfway there, so there's a lot of water to go under the bridge yet. But thank you, guys, and look forward to talking tomorrow.